Every day on 4CA. John McKenzie. 1-300-872-911.
Look, I think fans of the Targa event have been just in shock the last few days because of the tragedies in Tasmania. So I'm going to get an update now on the impact, of course, on those competitors, everyone involved with Targa, and also the future of Targa, because there's a very interesting article here in the Cairns Post today. It reads that organisers are pushing ahead. They're pushing ahead with Cairns' Targa Great Barrier Reef event despite the tragic death of three competitors in the Tasmanian leg of the event. Queensland man Dennis Nicol was among the three dead after the Porsche 911 GT3 he was navigating crashed on the final day of the event. The driver also died in the crash, and it came one day after another driver from New South Wales was killed when his Mazda RX-7 rolled during the Arrowsmith stage of the rally. Now, it goes on to say this. Targa Australia Chief Executive, this is Mark Perry, said competitors of the event understood that motorsports had inherent risks, but they loved to participate in the events regardless. Now, there are competitors living here in Cairns that just love this sport. They just love this sport and other similar types of events. And they have accidents, sometimes get very bad injuries, etc. And when they recover, they say, oh, I'd love to get back behind the wheel again. It's just something they love doing, despite the inherent risks that we're talking about. But anyway, let's talk about what the future holds, because a whole lot of people thought, oh, we're going to miss our Great Barrier Reef event, which is September 3, 4 and 5. But Mark Perry says, no, we're not going to lose it. He's on the line, actually. Somewhere there he is. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
What a dreadfully difficult time for you and the other organisers and the competitors.
Yeah, look, the whole community is obviously, you know, grieving. So, you know, we've asked for a little bit of calm. You know, there's no doubt that it was a tragedy of unforeseen proportion for everybody in the Targa family. And, you know, we're just working through it one day at a time and just providing all the support at the moment that's really needed. I mean, this touches thousands of people all over the country, and plenty of people up your end of the world have, you know, been sending well wishes to us down here. So, you know, we're a national family, not just about Tasmania right now, and we just need to be there for everybody and then work through the processes that lay ahead.
Mark, obviously, and particularly people who are not involved in the event would be saying it, but lots of people would say, is there anything more that can be done to improve safety in the event?
Well, I think, you know, the reality of us, the sport and ourselves, you know, moved very quickly within 24 hours on a public holiday and on a Sunday, you know, announced a, you know, Motorsport Australia FIA-backed tribunal chaired by Gary Connolly, who's one of the most renowned, you know, motorsport administrators in the world, works on Formula One. So we moved quickly to put the processes in place to review everything.
Yeah.
And like anything, we shouldn't, nobody, including myself, as connected as I am to the whole thing, should preempt anything that comes out of that. What I can say is the event is already at World Rally Championship standards. It's already, the car's already fitted with 12-point roll cages and harness devices and race seats and 6-point harnesses. So when you see, you know, the biggest and best teams in the world and you see all that gear in the car, you're looking at the inside of a Targa car. Mm. That's, and hence why, you know, which is what quite popular up there is, you know, speed limited competition and tours where you don't necessarily need that equipment because the speed is greatly reduced. So we provide choice, and choice is the key word at the moment. We all choose to do things in life, and, you know, we do provide the option to race flat out. We don't hide behind that. And we also provide the opportunity to, you know, race at a speed limit, which is 130, and we also provide the opportunity to do tours. So people do have plenty of choice, and those who choose to race flat out accept the, you know, the risks that could inherently come with it. And to be perfectly frank, that's what actually draws people to Targa. Mm-hmm. And you know, look at the Isle of Man and all these, you know, quite dangerous events, skydiving, you name it. I mean, people won't get it unless you're drawn to it. And nobody who understands it is calling for it to end. And that's the important point at the moment, that we just need to all take a breath and just let the processes play out. If there's improvements to be found, I've promised everybody I've spoken to, we will implement every single recommendation from the tribunal, and we're hoping to have that in place for Great Barrier Reef, our very next event.
Which is, by the way, just a little bit over 4 months away. Let's talk about that. I presume very similar structure to last year?
Yes, similar. We're looking at course extensions, I suppose, is on the agenda. One of the feedbacks we get from the main competitor markets of Melbourne and Sydney is it is a long way to go, and they love the event and the weather, and really love the local hospitality. It's overwhelming how welcomed we are up in that part of the country. But it's important that, if they're making a journey of that magnitude, that we provide them with a suitable amount of road to drive on. So we are looking at, and have been looking since last year's event, at other road options, and they've got to be suitable roads, obviously, like anywhere. And we're looking to, extend not necessarily the days of the event, but just put more into each day to provide a little bit more value to the competitor.
Now, let me ask you this, because I remember a call coming through onto the program last year from Linda Tuck, and she said, I've got a great idea. Why don't we have a program whereby people can show off their precious cars they might have been polishing for years or whatever, and we'd have them parading through the city as an addendum, an add-on, if you like, to the Targa Great Barrier Reef event. Now, she went and talked to you. You embraced the idea, and it was one of the highlights. Will you do the show-off parade again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and look, again, when in times of tragedy like this, people are very heavily focused on the racing bit, but Targa is just so much more than that. Over half the field organically these days don't race. They tour around, and having Linda and, all those local hot rods, and because they're not the sort of cars that we would generally see in our world. So it just showcases another world of the automobile, a different type of enthusiast, a different demographic, brings more families to the event. And it was a massive success. And I sort of thanked them when they got back to the showgrounds, and just the smiles on their faces is very rewarding for us and the team. And we thank Linda for pulling all that together. Mm. And it was just an incredible outcome. So of course, anything we do up there this year will include hopefully even more, because I think people sort of sat on the fence a little bit, and she got sort of 20 or 30 together, but I'd be expecting a lot more to turn out this year. And these are the things we, to be perfectly honest, John, we just need to focus on the bigger picture, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Targa's run 54 events for thousands of cars across millions of kilometres without a fatality. Yeah. And whilst it's a tragedy and it's all come at the same time, there are 26 Targa Tasmanians have been run without a fatality, and we just now need to, and we'll learn things. There's no two ways about it. You're always learning. Mm-hmm. But we just need to keep it all in a little bit of perspective and support the families and our officials and the emergency services workers and everybody that was involved to make sure that, they're getting all the help they need to get to the other side.
Do you know, these vehicles, another thing that astounds me, you walk past, for example, the accommodation houses, the hotels where the competitors are staying, they park their vehicles out the front of the hotels, and within 15 minutes, you've got a milling crowd. They're like magnets, aren't they? They don't have to be out there racing, competing to attract the crowds.
No, and I appreciate you bringing this stuff up, John, because you can imagine what the last few days have been like for me talking on this tragedy that we're dealing with down this end of the country. And it's good to be reminded of all the fantastic things that are Targa and all the things that we've brought to Cairns over the last few years. And it's fair to say we've got some hoops to jump through over the next few months, and we'll work with the Tribunal. We've actually asked Motorsport Australia and the Tribunal to have some recommendations completed at least 6 weeks before Great Barrier Reef so that we can be proactive and get them into place. And, we've just got to keep remembering how amazing this stuff is whilst obviously taking into account what has happened over the last few days.
Just before you go, for those who are interested at this late stage, I mean, can people nominate at this stage?
Yeah, look, it's happening, John. That's the reality of it. The media coverage, it's been worldwide on the events that have happened, and people who have thought about doing Targa are really showing their support, and that's happening up there as well. And post-COVID, as you know, we had quite a small event up there last year because of the border closures. Mm. But historically, we were a couple of hundred cars up there, and the reality is right now, there's no reason to believe for one second, even in the days after the last weekend, that we'll be any less than a couple of hundred cars. So there's still plenty of interest. And, and the family's really, it has galvanised. We still had the dinner Saturday night. We felt it was important to 95% of the people at Targa Tasmania come from somewhere else, and they don't have any support on the ground. So we still had the dinner, changed it up a bit, obviously, and remembered the people involved.
Sure.
But it was just great to see the family come together, and the overwhelming support down here on the island from just people we don't even know, just people who live here, for the event to continue has been really heartening for us at the moment. And it sort of makes you focus on the future and not get too, you know, bogged down in the, you know, the odd person, or I suppose the uneducated person calling for it to be banned for whatever reason.
Sure. All right, Mark, thank you for this.
Appreciate it.
We'll be in touch very soon. Mark Perry, Chief Executive of Targa Australia.